Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, you guys. Happy Monday.
Hey, hairdo.
Hey.
Looking good.
Haircut 5,000. Thank you.
You like it?
Yeah, I'd like it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's good. Shruti came over my house.
Yeah.
Shruti's a longtime listener. She's been begging
She's awesome.
For years to come and let me, you know, because I just constantly bitch about my hair and then I'd never do anything
She's
about it.
She's always like,
I'll just do it. So she goes to me. She wrote a letter to use that last week and Yuzi forwarded it to me. She's like, I won't talk to you. I won't pull your hair. Just let me, I know exactly what you want. I'm your age. I think she's 1 month older than me.
Oh.
Or 2 months older than me. Mm-hmm. She's like, I know exactly what you want. She came over. She has all these pictures of Chrissy Hynde. I'm like, yeah, that's it. I'll take the Chrissy Hynde cut.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. It's just nice that it's done. She asked me, just so you know, she did my hair yesterday. She smoothed it all out and made it look really nice, put a bunch of product in it. She goes, wear it like that tomorrow. I go, it's not going to look like this tomorrow. She's like, just try and keep it nice.
Yeah.
We can't
well, that's
have
where
nice,
she's going wrong.
Yeah.
She
we
needs
can't
to
have
understand.
Nice things
that's
at
not...
my house. Well, she wanted you guys to see it mm-hmm. as it was intended. And so
you didn't
I
take
will...
a picture yesterday after the haircut?
No, I just saw pictures during the blow dry.
Yeah.
You didn't take a finished product?
You know what? I guess I didn't take a finished product.
No, I was looking.
I'm thinking I didn't do it.
I saw Debbie's finished product.
Yeah, Debbie, she just got a quick trim and the style. She's amazing looking. And then there's me.
What are you talking about? There's you. I saw a picture of you holding your little bikini.
Oh, my God. Like, that was an unsewn strap. That's
what?
Not a bikini.
I was like, bikini, what?
Yeah, there's a picture of her holding this bikini up.
String
I'm like,
bikini?
Oh
it's
my
not
God,
a
finally.
Bikini. It's not.
So there was no bikini with the hairdo photo taken in your backyard?
Oh, yeah, that was in the photo. I forgot. We did a whole photo session where I put on that little string bikini.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Let's get that posted
Thanks,
up.
Bren, yeah. Unfortunately, all my junk was showing, so I can't put those up.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I was hanging out of that thing left and right. It was,
it
you know, the little strings, everything popped right out. So sorry, Vin. I,
you had to go back in the she shed and put some more material
right.
on.
I'll make myself a muumuu, and I'll take a picture of that. How's that sound, girls?
Not good.
So,
well, I saw her on Friday. I went over
Shruti.
There. Yeah, to Palo Alto on Friday.
So you got a cut, too.
I got a cut, too, and then... And then I got my hair colored on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Well, it's short enough now that I can take a shower in the morning and just, you know, have it be
Clip
wet
it back.
when I leave the house. And then it's dry by the time I get here.
Oh.
Which I like, you know.
Yeah.
I like getting up. I don't like taking my shower, but I like to
you
get up in the morning.
Your hair every day, though?
I do. I'm telling you, it gets bogus. I don't like it. I want it to be... I know that it's probably bad for it or whatever,
yeah.
And you're always yelling at me, but I'm just like... I just like a clean head
you
of hair.
You don't care, I don't care.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, you go like 2 days without washing your hair and then you like scratch your head and it's like a scalp smell.
Well, I've been using the, especially because I spend so much money coloring my hair,
yeah.
is that I've been using the dry spray, the dry shampoo.
Oh, yeah. I have never tried that.
I like it. And it has this nice coconut smell to it.
Yeah.
Every time I spray it, I think of Vinny.
Oh, because like, he likes coconut
yeah,
so
I'm
much.
I'm always
yeah.
like, oh, maybe Vinny will smell my hair today.
oh.
Like if we take
I
a picture.
I guess, to, sure.
I guess he wants
if we
her,
take a picture.
She wants her hair smelled every day.
I'm into that.
She should go in there and smell it.
She always smells good. Yeah, every time she comes in here and drops something off, which usually it's the
me?
Interns.
Yeah.
But she comes by and you
couple
get that.
A couple times
like,
a morning, you get that whiff
hey,
of use that.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey, you smell like a girl.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey.
So can we talk about what really matters?
No, first I got to do something, and then we can talk about what really matters.
Oh, yeah. This is very sweet. Hang on.
It is very sweet.
I am dying for my Dramaste update. I cannot
yes.
wait.
Oh, hopefully that's what that. That's what the thing is that was so important. Dramaste, everyone. Happy Friday, Yuzette. I'm writing to request possible shots this Monday. I'm having my 16th chemo treatment for breast cancer. Mm. It would mean so much to me to hear shots when I'd rather be taking actual shots in celebration. Perhaps later in the year, I'll be able to do an actual shot. I was diagnosed July of 2018, 2 months after my youngest graduated from college, and my hubby and I were getting ready to start the next phase of my life. Boom! Breast cancer. Mm. Single mastectomy in August with intense chemo since September. I've been a listener via podcast for about 10 years. Y'all have gotten me through some extremely difficult days and nights. You've made me smile when I wanted to cry. Thanks in advance. Hoping to be listening for another 20 years. Thanks so much. Sherry.
Sherry, baby.
Yeah, I'm knocking for you being done with chemo and us having 20 more years here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be great. Yes, please.
Uh-huh.
So here we go.
Wait,
let's give
yeah,
her some...
let's give another shot here. As long as we're doing shots, let's put them together. First day in a new job today. Can I get some shots with love from Surprise, Arizona?
No. Oh.
All right.
Shot. No more chemo. Shot. Arizona.
All right. So what's really important?
Hold on. Before we get to that, because I have a thought on this.
All right.
I was talking about this with Yuzette this morning. Like she, you know, I read this lady's nice email and just so I just feel your pain. Well, that sucks. You think everything's your whole life's about to change for the better. And suddenly your kid's done with school and you've got breast cancer. And then she wishes us 20 more years on the air. And me and Musi were talking about it this morning. I'm like, oh, man, do you think we could ever get 20 more? She's like, just stop talking about it. Just stop it. Oh, I know what it was, too. And then I was like, I just want to cut off all my hair and let it go gray. She goes, you try and stay as young looking as you can for as long as you can.
Yeah, Vinny, you should have
enough of this.
I know. She's been trying to throw in the towel for 15 years.
I know. You guys have been all over me. You're not letting me.
Yuzette goes, you're in the public eye. She's like, I'm on the radio.
She goes, and then Bryn goes, with an HD camera in your face. I'm like, I always forgot about those blasting cameras.
But forget about it. Look as young as you can.
Whatever.
Nothing's wrong with it.
Yes, you're right. There's more right with it than wrong with it. It's just, God, wouldn't it just be
hassle,
so great not to care anymore?
Yeah, but you know,
I would love that.
Okay,
Hooman.
Dramaste.
Dramaste.
I cannot wait to hear this.
To hear about the father-daughter
dance.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
It's not about Dramaste.
Wait a minute.
Let's hear it.
She did look so cute in a little outfit.
Where's our Dramaste update, though?
Dramaste is a far second to this father-daughter dance.
Vinny?
That picture got 10 million likes on it.
Yeah, 650 Vinny, I hope you treated your beautiful daughter like a queen for the father-daughter dance. Opened a car door for her. Sarah, love the haircut. Love you guys. Good morning.
I guess this deserves this too then.
All right, breaking news, everyone. The father-daughter dance went down on Saturday night. Vinny escorted his 5-year-old daughter, Isla, to the dance in her fanciest clothes.
Yep.
Vinny looked very sharp.
Yep.
She looked like a glowing little star.
Oh, she just looked amazing.
Did you see that outfit?
Yeah.
So
she looked way too old for 5, right?
She had some lipstick on?
She didn't have lipstick on, but her mom did her hair. There was a point, actually all the neighbor kids, because a bunch of the neighborhood kids were going with their dads.
Mm. Oh.
They all came to our house to do their hair in our bathroom.
Oh, awesome.
And at one point I walked in, because it was finally time for dad to get his act together. And I walk in and my daughter she's like, oh my God, my hair's curled. She's freaking because her mom's now doing her hair and she's like, she can't get over. I don't know how to explain it. It was just ridiculous. Watching this
Joy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was completely out of her head.
Her bangs have grown out now,
they
right?
Have, okay. Yes. Phew. In fact, I think she's growing them all the way. Like, she's going to try and grow them out.
I see.
Anyway, she was decked out. I put it together. And then we're getting in the car to leave. You know, this whole, like, oh, treat her like a... She's 5, you guys. She couldn't get in her own baby seat. She's like, I can't get this. And I'm like, do you want me to come help you? She goes, no, hold on. Yes, can you help me? And I'm like, oh, my God. God, this is so weird. Because she is decked out. She's right. wearing little sparkly heels and
sparkly
she's got her
dress and her hair is all perfect.
And she's
big
sitting
smile.
In a baby
that smile
seat, everybody.
Said,
I mean,
everything.
Yeah, she was into it. We had fun. She's five. So we get to the dance.
Where was the dance held?
It's like Bruno's Barbecue. It was a place, and actually, I wish I knew the name because they donated their venue. This was a fundraiser for the schools uh-huh. in our town. So it was.
So you buy the ticket.
You buy the ticket.
That's part of the donation.
Right.
Was there a silent auction?
There was an auction.
Anything?
I don't know. I put $20 in. I had tickets. We dropped them in the thing. And then I never spent 1 minute looking at the tickets to see what we won.
It's called Bruno's Bar and Grill.
That's the place. Thank you so much, Bruno's.
They're on Mount Hermon Road, Scotts Valley.
That's the place. There were over 400 people there.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
This thing was huge.
Oh.
And tons of candy.
Mm. Oh.
So, and ice cream.
Oh.
So these kids were just...
sugared up.
Well, it wasn't even so much the sugar. It was they were into the can. That's what they wanted. She wanted a ring pop.
Mm-hmm.
Then she wanted a ice cream. Dinner was not... Next year, if I go, when I go...
We'll eat dinner
first. We will eat dinner first.
She thought there was going to be a dinner there because it's at a barbecue joint, and it really... And maybe there was. She just wasn't interested
well,
in that.
Well, no, there was food. They were putting food out. It was finger food. It wasn't dinner, in my opinion. Okay. But everything else was spectacular. So we go downstairs to dance, and she turns right around and goes, "This is too loud." And I go, "Wait a minute. We're not going to dance?" And she's already gone. I'm like, "All right."
Oh.
Done.
So you just hung out in the party area.
We partied, and she has friends, and she ran around with her friends, and I sat with some dads, and we chatted each other up a little bit.
Talked about football and stuff.
Whatever.
Dad stuff.
Music.
Fixing roofs.
Her best friend is Audrey, and her best friend's dad is Stig. And Stig and I have hung out quite a few times. Him and I went to that Peter Murphy show together. Stig.
Yeah, what's nice. Stig like? What kind of
Stig's
guy
super cool.
What's he look like?
Handsome 40-something.
Mm.
Is Stig short for something? Never heard that before.
Stigler.
No. I don't
know. Oh, Stigler. Stigler, yeah, probably.
I don't know. I never
Stig.
Asked him.
Stig. What a name. That's a great name. Like, that's a great little grouping of letters.
My
Stig.
Daughter called him Steak forever.
Steak.
We'll call him Steak, too.
Okay. Makes me think of Stig Larsson.
I got some real...
Right, it's that name. S-T-I-G.
Yeah, but his is S-T-I-E-G.
Oh.
Well, isn't it? Stig? Or it's S-T-I-E-I-G. Whatever, but it makes me think of that's the only other thing close to Stig I've ever heard in my life. Stig. Stig is a solid name.
It is. And he's a
it's
solid
almost,
guy.
It's like steak.
So there
you're
we
handsome,
sat
huh?
chatting each other. Yeah, he's handsome. I mean,
like, is he in shape? Dad bod? What are we talking about here?
Dad bod.
He's married.
So he's got a so you're saying he's got a dad bod.
Well, I've never...
Well, like, what was he wearing?
Actually, he wore a suit.
I have a couple questions about that.
Sure.
Was there a secret, quiet... kind of competition between the dads?
I don't think so. I think most of the dads went with the best of intentions, but in reality, like I said, I went there to dance with my daughter. She walked in and went, "This is too loud," and turned right around, and I went, "Oh, all right.
Well, you go have fun. I'm going to dance. I came here to dance."
I had to watch her. I mean, this place was packed. There was no way I was going to...
I was kidding.
Oh, but I actually went thinking... This is the one time I'm going to get sweaty and let it rip.
Mm. Nice.
You know? Dancing is great. So
yeah.
fun.
It's so lame, though, when you're at a place and I'm not drinking, and you're all sweaty and you finish and you're like, what the hell did I just let happen? I'm a sweaty disaster.
You had fun.
I don't know if I did or not.
Was there one
dad? I think
it's
more fun when you're ripped.
Was there one dad that really, like, top hat?
No.
Tuxedo. Cane.
Tails.
I'm telling you, this thing was packed.
Wow.
There was barely enough. So everyone, it was very well done. The people who did it volunteered their time. Mm. So thank you to them. But it was packed.
Any moms show up that shouldn't have been there?
No, well, it was actually, I think this thing was called, it's super PC. I think it's like Daughter and Me. It's not Daddy and Daughter Dance. It's Daughter and Me.
Oh, in case it's like two lesbians.
In case, right, exactly. So there were some moms.
The dad is dead or something.
Right.
whatever the case. Yeah, I don't know.
Or deadbeat, you know.
Yeah.
Whichever. Kid still wants to go to the dance.
Dude, this town turned out. I wouldn't want to be the one dad that didn't show up for that thing. Because I feel like everyone was there.
Mm.
Did you dance with any other daughters?
No. Okay. I'm telling you, that's
so you
that's
didn't,
the
you didn't
true
cheat on Isla. Yeah.
To life story. We came down these stairs to the dance floor. We're walking onto the dance floor. I'm like, this is so exciting. And she turns right around and goes, this is too loud.
Oh.
And splits.
Could you grab her at that point and say, we came here to dance?
No, you know,
and we're going to dance.
I could have, but I didn't.
Okay.
So she hung with the magician for a while. Loved
so
that.
She loved it. She didn't care about dancing. That wasn't what it was about for her.
There was zero disappointment. We had a great time. It was super fun.
How many hours?
Stay like 45 minutes or so?
No, we're there about 2 hours. I texted home and said, we're going to be needing some macaroni and cheese dinner of some kind. Because
feed us.
There's no food here.
what there is all sugar.
When it was time to go, was there a monumental meltdown?
No. Okay. No, she was ready to go. Yeah.
She'd had her fill of fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, once they started the auction and everyone's checking their tickets, the sort of focus of the party went away from each other and fun into, I really want to get those A's box seats or whatever the thing
might be. So they're going to let you know if you did win something.
No, I didn't write down the stuff.
Oh,
you had to.
So, you no.
I bought tickets right there for like 20 tickets for $20. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to write my name down on it. You got a pen? No. All right. I just threw them in. I wasn't going to sit there and be like, 84? What?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No.
So, actually, you want to hear something trippy?
Yes.
Just like if I had won and I wasn't there to pick up, that $1.5 billion lottery winning in South Carolina, the Mega Million,
yeah.
No one's turned up to win it yet, and they're starting to think that that person doesn't know they won.
Yeah. Well, how many more days do they have?
You can win anonymously there, so there's no reason to not turn up and get your cash.
Oh, my God.
So they think that $1.5 billion
ticket
or never checked it.
Oh, my God.
$1.5
How can you be in that lottery and not, like, hear the name of the store that you bought it at?
I don't know.
Well,
maybe
plenty
died.
Of people don't pay attention to what's going on.
Stuff does happen.
Maybe
someone could have died, right? Maybe they regifted the thing and, oh, Jesus.
$1.5 billion. One winning ticket. And they've not come forward.
I know.
And the truth is, we've talked about this before. If you've got that one piece of paper that is worth that much money, there's no way you're sitting on it for a year.
Mm-mm.
It's paper.
Mm-hmm. They have a year?
They have a year, but it's in April. If they haven't turned up to collect their money, that money gets divvied up between the states.
Can they put out some kind of bulletin to people who live in that state? Like, look at your effing lottery tickets from last year.
The state is saying they're bum because they're due $61 million
in taxes. Yeah.
So they really want some. So maybe they will do that, but.
Probably more than that, Vinny. $1.5 billion? They're probably due $600 million in taxes.
I don't know. I don't have the story in front of me, but I do have the story. You just reminded me of it when we were talking about the.
It's tragedy.
Anyway, the auction was kind of a buzzkill on the party. Oh, so
you guys took off.
Well, we waited a few minutes. And then, you know.
You knew you weren't going to win because you hadn't bothered to write your name down.
And I wasn't going to stare at the two. So we went back to the magician for a bit. And then we went home and it was all good. But you know what the best part was?
What?
Getting dressed up there in the beginning and having some pictures taken.
When did you tell her and what was her reaction?
Her mom told her. So when I got home from surfing, she ran up and gave me a hug and was like, we're going
Friday
out tonight.
Friday or Saturday? Oh, Saturday.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, she told you? And she goes, yeah, you. I was like, okay. See you in a few hours. Yeah, it was fun.
That's great.
You can go to my Instagram if you want to see the pictures.
Yeah,
they're
there's
up
a couple
there.
Cute pictures on there.
I feel Yuzette actually texted me and said, you better post.
I was waiting.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
Your mom is messaging me.
What'd she say?
She wants some pictures of your haircut.
Oh, let's
well,
do it.
They're on my Instagram, Clarky Clark.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I put some pictures up yesterday, a bunch of them.
That wasn't done?
It was done. She was blowing it dry. It was all done.
Let's look at that.
Yeah, but.
Whom on? Yeah. Can you take some pictures of Sarah during the commercials?
I can.
All right. Well, now my hair's all ruined because I put my headphones on. I have two donut holes in it.
Shake it out.
I do hate that about the stupid headphones.
I know. The headphones give you, they put a donut on the side, on each side of your head.
Yeah, and then your hair looks funky.
Right. It's like stuck up in the middle. It's just, please don't now.
Hey, I think you should be obedient. Yeah.
Before we jump out.
Should I?
How was this weekend? It was the most beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, in terms of the weather.
The beach was so crowded, you would have thought it was a summer day.
Really?
And actually, it was even better than that because there were waves. Mm-hmm. So it was ridiculous. Like, it's the middle of winter. And
it's that little break we get every year. I'm praying that this is just a break and the rain comes back. What is the extended forecast?
There is rain in the forecast, actually.
That's good.
But man, it was spectacular.
Just beautiful. Like yesterday, we got our hair cut outside on the back porch in the warm winter sun. I was like, this seems
Yeah, there's rain wrong. In the forecast at the end of the week. A lot of it, too.
Oh, good, oh, really? good.
Tahoe
wants that. I do see it.
Let's see what Tahoe has to say.
Let's take a look at Tahoe.
Snow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, that's great. What are the highs and lows? What are the high temps?
Oh, don't
each
do
day?
That. Just, why are you doing that?
It's got to have a high temp each day.
I need to ask one final question.
Yeah.
This is something the whole Bay Area is wondering. Oh. Play the music. Sarah, are your husband and brother going to Atlanta for
yeah.
the Super Bowl?
Yes. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl number 6. Will the boys be there cheering on their team?
They will not.
Oh. Why'd you say no?
I didn't
Why?
Say no.
Your Why brother can't say- afford it.
He can't afford it.
He can or can't?
Can't.
Yeah.
Pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're not.
Oh, well.
You're just, this is a surprise, right?
No.
You're going to be all,
no.
Surprise, I bought the tickets after all.
No.
What happened?
I'm not going to be.
What? Doing that.
He can't afford to do it. It's thousands of dollars. Yeah.
Isn't your husband going to use his secret account to pay for his boyfriend's tickets?
That's a good idea.
I don't think he wants to pay for anybody else.
Are
I think
sure?
he wants to pay for himself and have the other people
that
go
family?
Pay for themselves. Like, that's, secret you know. Account.
Does Kenny go with someone else, like Dan Hirsch or something that has money?
Dan's got bread!
Leave Big John at home, and John, your John, can go with one of his rich friends.
Do you really think that that would fly when my husband says to my brother, so you're poor and you can't go, so I'm
going
to go with somebody else?
Well,
that's so harsh.
Plenty of things I can't go to because I can't afford.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no,
it's not their fault.
They're not going to go.
It's a once in a lifetime.
It's a once in a lifetime.
I said that. I even was talking to John about it, and I said, you know.
What are we going to do?
Like, we could make that work for them. And he's like, it just doesn't feel right. And nobody wants that. People, you know, have pride. They're like,
sure.
You know,
I don't
want
something. I don't think your brother would have that much pride. I think he would gladly take the ticket.
I don't think so.
I'm sure he was like,
I would not let someone pay my way to something. And I don't think my brother would either.
Between selling half my stuff and cutting down on my drinking in order to be able to afford this thing, or you just give me the money. I'll take, give me the money.
Yeah, give me the money. Show me
the money.
I love the way you just look up at the camera.
I think you should just get him the ticket. Just get him the ticket. Just get him.
Okay. So.
No Pats game.
No. Well, no, don't say that. Show him the money. Show him the money. You guys have a place to stay out there, for goodness sakes.
That's a good point.
Thank you, bro.
And that is being contributed by John Clark's side. You know,
that's the ticket right there.
Yeah, it's painful.
Why don't you go ahead and write to my husband and tell him all the reasons why he should pay my brother's way to Atlanta for the Super Bowl?
You
go ahead.
You know me.
I do know you, my darling. I do. All right.
Oh.
Okay. Hey guys, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco,
so
Sarah
funny.
And Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're going to play a song and we'll be right back. See you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.